It's time for Focus on the Community, a weekly program in which we address and discuss issues affecting the communities within the WAKO listening area.
Well, the Lawrence Crawford Association for Exceptional Citizens has been doing good work for quite a while, and it's an honor to talk with Teresa Miller with the Lawrence Crawford Association about their activities and what they've got coming up. And first of all, Teresa, thanks for being on the program.
Thank you for having me.
Tell me a little bit about the Lawrence Crawford Association for Exceptional Citizens. It's been around a long time, hasn't it?
It has been. In 1977, Lawrence Crawford Association was just kind of a dream shared by a group of parents and people that were concerned about individuals with developmental disabilities living in Lawrence and Crawford counties. And so in 1979, this dream finally became a reality as LCAEC, Lawrence Crawford Association for Exceptional Citizens, began operation in the Ruritan building in Chancy. And since that time, we have progressively grown. For almost 40 years, we've been in the community. And we employ highly skilled and knowledgeable staff and, you know, that are good at working with folks that have developmental disabilities. And our belief is that every person with a developmental or intellectual disability should have the opportunity to live the fullest life that they can live.
So it actually began in little old Chancy, huh?
Little old Chancy.
In Lawrence County.
Yeah.
How did it expand from Lawrence County into Crawford County?
We had the opportunity, I can't remember the year, to purchase a building in Crawford County that allowed us to expand our services into Crawford County. Prior to that, the folks from Crawford County had to be bused to Lawrence County. So we only had the one facility in Lawrenceville. But now we have the two facilities, and we're able to serve almost 70 individuals.
Now, you have a facility in Lawrenceville?
Yes.
Where's it at, located in Lawrenceville?
It's on Lexington Avenue, 2222 Lexington Avenue, out over by Walmart in that area. And then the one in Robinson is on Mulberry Street.
And do you do the same sort of things at both locations?
Both locations are, they used to be called sheltered workshops. Now we're called community day services. But I think most people remember the term sheltered workshop, meaning that we offer supported employment. Our consumers are able to earn a paycheck in a supervised work environment. And so we have different organizations, different companies here in the community that offer us piecework or work that can be broken up into smaller pieces so more individuals can do that particular job. We have Hershey's in Robinson. We have Rucker's Candy and Macon Batch Candy here in Lawrenceville. We have Paper Products, which is actually out of Casey, that is coin rolls. They're the rolls that you put coins in before you take them to the bank or whatever. We do coin rolls, and the consumers nest those coin rolls, and then we package them for retail sale.
So basically, this is treated just like a job.
It is a job.
A person that's with the association gets up, goes to work, and clocks in, clocks out.
Every
just
day.
Just like a regular person every
yes.
day.
Yes. And we are able, because, you know, obviously they have limitations and they have things that they may need help with that a person on what we would consider a regular job wouldn't need those kind of assistance. But honestly, we are able to make adjustments in how our manufacturing processes take place so that almost everybody can participate.
That has to do a great amount for a person's self-esteem to know that you're a productive member of society.
They are so proud to get that paycheck. They just really are. And they're also supported. We offer them assistance with, if they have medical needs, we kind of look after their medical needs. We look after their social needs. If there's something going on in the community that we think they would enjoy, certainly we try to get them involved in that. When they're at our facility, they're in a place that they feel safe, that they feel like they're looked after, taken care of, and they are willing to work as hard as they need to work to accomplish what they need to accomplish. And I think there is nothing better than having them have that pride in themselves the way they do.
So how is the Lawrence Crawford Association for Exceptional Citizens, how is it governed?
We are a 501c3, not-for-profit organization, yep. And we have a board of directors that meets monthly. And we're also controlled, I should say, by the Department of Human Services. They have rules that we have to abide by, and those rules are pretty extensive, and it's typically meant to be a protection for the people that we serve so that they're protected and they're nurtured and taken care of, not taken advantage of, that kind of thing. DHS rules are very extensive in that area.
So how's the governing board, how is that selected?
We have folks from the community, from Lawrence County and from Crawford County, that are, some of them are business owners, some are in the medical field, some just, you know, we have, I think, at least three or four from each county that decide how we do things.
So they're volunteers?
They're volunteers, absolutely.
Well, that's has to...
And some of our board members have been there for many, many years. So this is a love for them to be able to help Lawrence Crawford Association function and be healthy.
And, of course, you have to have money to run. How is it funded?
Well, the funding typically comes through what's called a Medicaid waiver. It's the system in Illinois is set up that there is a pool of people called the PUNS list, without going into a long, boring explanation. But in the state of Illinois, there are only 900 new waivers offered every year, 900 statewide. So that means that out of all the counties in Illinois, 900 people get chosen every year to have a new waiver. The waiver pays for developmental disability services, which includes our workshop, which includes home services, other things that, you know, medical devices, things like that, that they would need. Without that Medicaid waiver, it's virtually impossible for someone to attend workshop. So just to give you an example, Southern Illinois Case Coordination Services is who we go through for our Medicaid waivers. This year, for fiscal year 2019, only 28 people were offered new waivers. Those 28 people consisted of almost every county from I-70 South. That's a large geographical area that only 28 people were pulled for Medicaid waivers. So, and Lawrence County and Crawford County got zero. So we are at a point where, in order for folks to have our services here locally, we're trying to develop a scholarship program. So the scholarship program means that not that someone would go full time on scholarship, but we're trying to help families be able to afford to send their loved one, you know, at least 2 or 3 days a week, and then we'll help pick up the cost. There's no way we can cover the whole cost. But we are doing fundraisers, you know, to cover the scholarship program.
And that's the reason I brought up money. You need funds, and you do have a fundraiser coming up in the near future. Talk a little bit about that.
We do. We're going to do, it's called a scholarship benefit. We were going to call it a scholarship dance, but one of our younger employees said, don't call it a dance because people my age don't go to dances. So we said, okay, we'll call it a scholarship benefit. And that there will be live music there. So that's kind of where we got to the scholarship benefit name. Hot Rod Lincoln, I don't know if anybody's familiar with Hot Rod Lincoln, but they're a really fun band. They are classic rock, blues, soul, early rock and roll. They put on a really fun show. It'll be at the Palestine Eagles Club on July 28th from 7 to 10 p.m. The cost is $10 per person, and that will include admission to the benefit, and also we'll have some light hors d'oeuvres there for folks to munch on while they're there. And we're also going to have some baskets that we'll raffle. We're going to do a 50-50 pot, just different things to make the evening interesting. So we would love for folks to come out to the Palestine Eagles July 28th.
So anyone, as I said, anyone can come there.
Anybody can come. We want everybody to come. It'll be a great time. We had a similar event in Lawrenceville last year, and it was really fun. We had a pretty good turnout. There were probably at least 50, 60 people there. But we'd like to have just, you know, standing room only if we can manage it.
Okay, well, that's the Lawrence Crawford Association for Exceptional Citizens again. When is that date again?
July 28th from 7 to 10 p.m. at the Palestine Eagles.
And if somebody maybe can't make it to that, or hearing us now, would like to do something, either make a donation or volunteer their time, how can they do that?
They can call the office in Robinson at 618-546-5625, and we'd be happy to talk to them about that. I'm actually looking for some sponsors. If any organization or individual or business would like to contribute $100 towards our scholarship benefit, then they'll receive recognition for their generosity at the event, on the radio, and in local newspaper. And their community will know that they've helped provide persons with disabilities a protected and challenging environment to achieve their full potential. So we're looking for sponsors. And if anyone's interested, please just call me, Teresa Miller, at 618-546-5625.
Well, Teresa, thanks for being with us and letting us know about your organization and the good work that it does. And much success with the fundraiser and much success with the association in the future.
Thank you so much.
You have been listening to Focus on the Community, a weekly program in which we address and discuss issues affecting the communities within the WAKO listening area. If you or your organization have issues and information affecting your community and would like to be a guest on Focus on the Community, contact us by email, wako@dlcmediainc.com, phone 618-943-3354, fax 618-943-4171, or regular mail, WAKO Community Issues, 13799 U.S. Highway Business 50, Lawrenceville, Illinois, 62439.